About a dozen Wrangell residents surveyed maps and charts at the open house and talked to Forest Service staff about the proposed transition to young growth logging on the Tongass. Plan Amendment Project Manager Susan Howell told the group that one of the big trade-offs of moving to young growth logging would be harvesting timber in areas that are currently off limits. They include areas near streams and beaches and sections designated for old growth habitat.
Our current plan, our 2008 forest plan, we don't normally go into those areas for commercial timber. And so in order to make this work, we have to go into some of those areas, just because that's where more opportunities for young growth exist.
Another concern is that even with going into new areas for young growth timber, there still might not be enough of it to meet market demand. There certainly isn't enough young growth right now.
So during the 10 to 15 year time frame, the transition, we are allowed to offset with old growth. We call it bridge timber. So there will still be some old growth timber harvesting during the transition to meet demand. But that's how we're going to make that work. And then once we reach the end of the transition, there should be enough young growth to support industry.
Howell says Southeast residents often ask her how the timber industry will fare under this transition. Will mills retool and adapt to the young growth timber?
I just have to go back to the Secretary of Agriculture's memo in that we're providing the opportunity. We're providing the timber for that to happen. But the Forest Service can't actually dictate who's going to come in for that. We just have to provide the timber to support something like that.
A big takeaway for Wrangell residents was that the transition isn't likely to have a major impact locally in the near future. Although the transition to young growth would occur over the next 15 years, District Ranger Bob Dalrymple said the Wrangell District is at least 30 years away from having young growth timber that's suitable for commercial harvest. And the Forest Service is developing a draft environmental impact statement for the Wrangell Island timber sale, which will be entirely composed of old growth timber. Dalrymple said they wanted to include some young growth in the sale, but there isn't any on the island. Tongass Operations and Planning Staff Officer Rick Abt agrees that Wrangell wouldn't see many changes in the near future.
With the new forest plan amendment, as those young growth stands came online, they would have opportunities to design a timber sale in there to access that. So it increases their opportunities for young growth management and to be able to participate and to supply that young growth wood in the future.
Several people attending the event said they wanted to learn more about the plan amendment's details before submitting formal comments. Wrangell resident Susan Wise Eagle was at the open house. She says she doesn't want to go back to the heyday of logging, but she thinks some old growth logging should continue.
And if it's done at a reasonable level, I don't see it as a problem. And actually having a slow, steady opening with clear cuts of the old growth, that makes for good areas for berry picking, for deer hunting, and whatnot. So a reasonable-sized timber industry, reasonable-sized sales, I think is a good thing for our local economy and for our subsistence.
Wise Eagle added that her biggest concern is that logging roads be left open to provide more access for subsistence hunting and gathering. A subsistence hearing under the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, followed the open house, but no Wrangell residents offered testimony about the forest plan amendment's potential effects on subsistence hunting and fishing. The draft environmental impact statement for the Tongass Forest Plan Amendment is open for public comment until February 22nd. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.